go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep shining.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us Amanda Biggis. She is the Community Outreach Specialist with Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging. That's a mouthful. And that is a part of the state of Minnesota and all of the wonderful things that it offers us. So welcome to KDWA, Amanda. How have you been?
Thank you. I've been doing well. I'm excited to be here today to talk a little bit more about Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging. It is a mouthful, so you can just say MAAA. That works as well. So thank you for having me today.
MAAA. Now, is this an agency that's been around for a while, please?
You know, it has been a while. You know, I'm not quite sure when MAAA came about, but the Senior Linkage Line has been around since 1993.
Who is the agency meant to help?
Yeah, well, it's for older adults, families, and caregivers. The designated regional area agency on aging for the 7-county metro area of the Twin Cities. So we're a nonprofit organization that provides services, information, and connections to help people age well. We call ourselves innovators and thought leaders in the field of aging. So along with our everyday work, we're working to create new products, services, and relationships to meet the changing needs of a growing population of older adults. You know, we know that as more and more people are aging, you know, there's definitely a growing need for these services and resources. So we're committed to serving our communities with equity and inclusivity. And so there's a variety of ways that we accomplish all of these things. You know, this is a big task. So one of the ways that we do this is partnering with organizations across the state to deliver classes designed to help manage chronic conditions and prevent falls. That's through our Juniper program. We also award about $8 million a year in Older Americans Act funding to support low-income older adults with services such as transportation, meal delivery, chore services, and caregiving supports. And I know this past year, 2020, due to COVID-19, we were able to provide, I think it was at least $15 million in this Older American Act funding due to, you know, stimulus money. So, we were able to support organizations, you know, as they were having challenges due to the pandemic. We also have a partnership with the Minnesota Board on Aging, and that's our Senior Linkage Line. And that's where I come in as a community outreach specialist. I give community presentations talking about our Senior Linkage Line, Medicare, healthcare fraud. Those are all different virtual presentations that we offer. But the Senior Linkage Line is a free information, resource, and assistance telephone service on a variety of topics. Those same topics that, you know, we give presentations on, but also we provide things like caregiver support, application forms and assistance. And, you know, one thing that we have really been finding recently is, you know, that there's a lot of people calling in regarding COVID-19, and the Senior Linkage Line can answer questions and provide information surrounding that. But most recently, you know, with this, the new vaccine connector tool, you know, we can answer questions regarding that as well. And that tool, of course, is the tool that helps Minnesotans know where the vaccine is in the state, find out when they're eligible to get it, and connect them to a vaccine opportunity near them. So we encourage people to at least, you know, get their name on the vaccine connector tool. And we know the vaccine is on the top of everyone's mind, especially those ages 65 and up. So we're prepared to answer those questions.
And what is the phone number, please, for the Senior Linkage Line?
Yes, it's 800-333-2433.
Is that 24 hours a day or is it during business hours?
It is Monday through Friday.
Perfect. When you mention aging well, what does that mean to you?
I've worked with older adults for almost 10 years in a variety of capacities. So I've been in long-term care, home care, and adult day services. And so I've really seen how important it is for older adults to have access to resources and support in the community. So when I think about aging well, I think about not only living with what you need, but also thriving, having the things that you enjoy, as well as your basic needs. And so that was one of the reasons that I was drawn to MAAA, is because the main mission is to really just connect older adults to these resources that help them thrive in their community.
And is the goal probably of somebody calling the senior linkage line or reaching out to your organization, is the goal typically to age in place where they are?
You know, we find that a lot, that, you know, folks want resources to help them, you know, remain in their home. So they may call for things such as home modifications, and things like that. Or, you know, somebody may want information on long-term care facilities. You know, they may be looking to move into, you know, retirement or assisted living. So, you know, we like to provide resources and support for whatever that aging in place means for them. So we also provide support, you know, if there needs to be any transitions between home and hospital or back and then to rehab, to transitional care, you know, just whatever the older adult or family needs to age the way that they want to.
You know, you mentioned Medicare and health insurance. Are you a broker? Are you connected to insurance companies in any way?
Yeah, that's a good question. Our staff and volunteers who provide Medicare counseling are not brokers and do not have any connections to insurance companies. The Senior Linkage Line is what's called the Federally Designated State Health Insurance Assistance Program, which is also a mouthful. So we say SHIP for the state of Minnesota. Each state across the country has their own SHIP office, and the Senior Linkage Line is that for Minnesota. The SHIP office is tasked with providing free, unbiased information regarding Medicare options.
That is really helpful to a lot of people because I know Medicare is very complicated, isn't it?
It really is, you know, and I give a Medicare 101 presentation, and it's so much information, but it is so helpful to just kind of hear it all laid out and hear all the different parts of Medicare. But when you're actually deciding, you know, what plan to choose and what plan works best for you, because it is very individual. You know, what might work best for you might not work the same for your spouse. So, you know, you and your spouse may have two different health plans. And so that's really where Medicare counseling or calling the Senior Linkage Line or sitting in on a virtual presentation is really helpful.
And can we go to your website or something and see all the virtual presentations you have?
Yes, absolutely. So on our website, it's metroaging.org. You can see our upcoming presentations. Like I mentioned, we have Medicare 101, healthcare fraud and scams. And with the vaccine, you know, coming up, there's a lot of hesitation around, you know, certain scams and, you know, questions about whether things are legitimate. And so, you know, we talk a little bit about the COVID vaccine. We also have a presentation on how the Senior Linkage Line can help you. You know, so if you know nothing about the Senior Linkage Line, that's a great presentation to attend. So those are all listed on our website. We have about two per week that we schedule, and so there's always one upcoming that you have options to choose from. And then we also have on our website the option to sign up for a health insurance counseling appointment. So we used to be able to provide face-to-face health insurance counseling. We did this at places like community centers or libraries. But of course, due to COVID, we haven't been able to provide those face-to-face appointments. But we have replaced those for the time being with phone-based appointments. So you can visit our website, metroaging.org, to schedule an appointment for that as well. Then you can come prepared with questions regarding your plan and options available to you.
So this is when we would discuss Medicare and perhaps any supplemental health insurance we have?
Correct. And so right now is what's called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. And it's for people who start the year on a Medicare Advantage plan. And you have an opportunity during this time to make changes to your plan. So a lot of people like to schedule an appointment to do the health insurance counseling during this time so that they can really get a grasp of if they have the right plan for them and if there might be any opportunities to have a lower prescription drug costs or, you know, a plan that provides them more benefits. So our health insurance counselors can really go through their specific plan with them.
Amanda, what are some of the things that you have learned not only at your job here, but also you mentioned you've been in this field for a long time. What have you learned about aging?
You know, I would say that the biggest thing that I've learned is that aging looks different for everybody, and that what may work for somebody doesn't work for someone else. So, you know, I mentioned that I worked in long-term care and I worked in home care, and you know, some people ask me, well, what's better? Is long-term care better or is home care better? And that depends on the person. It's based on your preference. It's, you know, based on your circumstance. So, you know, I would say, you know, what I've really learned is that when we look at aging, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. And it's, you know, you really want to focus on person-centered care, so that each person is getting that individualized help and care that they need.
How about personally, what have you taken away as far as what you may or may not do for yourself as you age?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I think it's so important to stay active and really take control of your own health and just know that you know, as you age, that, you know, things will happen, and you know, to just kind of have a grasp on what you want, and you know, stay healthy as you're doing it. So, you know, something that I really kind of grasped onto when I first started working with older adults is that you're never too old to learn something new, and so I've kind of shifted my thinking into, you know, as you get older, you know, your opportunities for learning and for growth, you know, they kind of decrease. But, you know, I've kind of thought the opposite as I learn more. You know, you have so much opportunity to learn and to grow and to, you know, just make your part of your life that you're in what you want it. You can learn new things at any age.
Is that part of aging well? Do you see that helps a person mentally and physically?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. With our Juniper program, for example, you know, they offer classes like a Tai Chi class. You know, people who may have never tried this before and they're trying this class at 80 years old, they're discovering, you know, not only that it helps them physically, it keeps them active and it helps them move, but it also helps them mentally, you know, that it helps in other aspects of their life, too. They end up feeling happier and more connected.
And what do you think is the key for older adults to age well, besides some of these things that you have chatted about already?
I think staying connected with your community and staying connected with your family is very important. So it's, you know, there's a social aspect that I think is really important in aging well. Over the past year, that's been something that's been really hard for a lot of people to stay connected, because we've had to really switch to a virtual world. Especially what I do in outreach, give presentations, you know, the switch to virtual, I think, was kind of hard, because when you once had that face-to-face interaction, now you're sitting on the other side of a computer screen, and it's not quite the same. So, you know, I think that social connection is really important. And I think, you know, for us, it's just kind of our mission to figure out how can we stay connected and how can we still give that same experience in kind of the environment and virtual world that we're in right now.
Amanda, if people want to learn more about some of the information that we've talked about, where would you recommend they go?
My first thought is always call the Senior Linkage Line. Again, that number is 800-333-2433. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. I think I said 8:30 to 4 earlier. 8 to 4:30. You know, one thing I like to say is that if you have a question or if you're looking for something and you're not sure if the Senior Linkage Line is the right place to call, when in doubt, just give us a call. Because if we don't know the answer, we can connect you to someone who does. And something that the Senior Linkage Line does that I really appreciate is, they do a warm transfer. They don't just give you a number and send you on your way. They really like to stay on the line and make sure you get connected to somebody who can help you. And in that same vein, we get people who aren't sure if they're eligible for certain things. And so I always say, please, please call, because you never know. We might be able to save you money even in certain things. For example, we can screen people for low-income programs such as the Federal Low-Income Subsidy Program, and that can result in significant prescription drug savings. So when you're signing up for your Part D plan for Medicare, if you qualify for this program, it can really help with those costs. We know that prescription drugs are expensive. And something I've found interesting is that tens of thousands of Minnesotans on Medicare are thought to qualify for this program, but they don't apply. So the Senior Linkage Line can help fill out those applications. That's through the Social Security Administration. And then eligibility is usually determined within about 2 weeks. So it's a very simple process that can end up saving you lots of money. So I always direct to the Senior Linkage Line. But you can always visit our website, metroaging.org. Again, that's how you can look for an upcoming presentation, schedule a one-on-one phone-based health insurance counseling appointment. But then you can also find the information for our evidence-based health classes for preventing falls, preventing and managing diabetes, and managing chronic conditions and pain at the Juniper website, which is yourjuniper.org.
What wonderful information, Amanda. Thank you so much. Our guest today is Amanda Biggis. She is a community outreach specialist with Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging. Wonderful information for our listeners. Thank you so much. Stay in touch, please.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
We really appreciate it. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.